Our call to worship this morning is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. Praise be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us acceptable in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather all things in one, gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. Lord, we see from the pronoun here that salvation is all of you. You have done all these things. The wages of sin is death. We were destined for damnation, but you have worked a mighty salvation in Jesus Christ, Lord. We are here today, are not spectators, we're not performers, we're all worshipers, Lord. May our worship be pleasing to you. May what's said in this church today be in conformity to your word. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.